Now, a jazz moment. In 1972, Todd Barkin bought the Keystone Corner, a bluesy rock club in San Francisco.
It's Saturday night and I'm just hanging out, looking for a place to party.
At just 25 years old, he turned the bar into a West Coast jazz mecca, famous for being experimental and open to all.
I felt very fortunate that I was able to do a lot of those things, you know, to have adventuresome booking policies where we could have the Dexter Gordon Quartet and the Bobby Hutcherson Quintet and the Max Roach Quartet. And then I could just put up on the marquee, Max Dex Hutch. And you know, I had three bands playing nonstop from 8 o'clock at night until 2 in the morning. Or if I wanted to put Earl Father Hines with Oregon, I could do that. I had two totally different audiences coming together, and it worked out remarkably well. It was a real blessing to be able to use the Keystone Corner kind of as an open canvas to paint many pictures and create many kinds of interesting combinations.
This jazz moment with impresario Todd Barkin was produced by the National Endowment for the Arts.